We gotta start talking now.
Oh, that's our cue.
We gotta start talking so people can hear us now.
Oh, just give them a little bit of
silence. We're gonna talk about Pearl Jam, but then the song we got isn't by Pearl Jam, so
we're looking
for an actual Pearl Jam song now.
So we can jam out to the Pearl.
Yeah.
Because that is the band that I've seen the most in concert.
Is that what they call it these days? The Pearl? Going to see the Pearl.
Probably not.
You're the Pearl Jam expert. I thought you
Well, I'm definitely not an expert, and I'm saying that very publicly because people who are Pearl Jam experts are like intense Pearl Jam experts.
Oh yeah. Their live show is like supposed to be crazy. 3 hours.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's like a secret society where you get tickets before anyone else gets tickets, and they're very intense. I'm not one of them.
Not a Pearl head.
No, not a Pearl head.
All right. Well,
so did you draw the shortest straw to have me on the air?
Apparently, everyone else left. We turned the microphones on. They rushed out of here.
Goodness.
Yep.
My goodness.
Let's talk about some concerts.
Let's talk about some concerts.
Everyone calls.
You know, while they
yeah.
dial up. Should we give them the number?
486-3181.
3181. There you go. Almost
you still remember the number. Good job.
Well, I said 486. that's the easy part. Well, actually, my first concert I ever went to was Tech N9ne.
Tech N9ne.
But they don't really have a lot of radio appropriate.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think we can play any of that.
No. And that was a good first concert because it's like everything I feel like a first concert should be where you're just like, what is this world? Yeah.
How old were you when you first concert?
I was 18.
Okay.
Yeah, I was 18, and they had a fake shotgun on stage and like pretended to shoot someone, and there was fake blood splatter. Maybe I actually witnessed a murder. I'm not sure. So that
sounds a little terrifying.
I don't
terrifying.
Go to very many hip hop rap concerts anymore, but that was good. That was fun. It was good.
Uh huh.
He has great music, Tech N9ne.
Yeah.
He does. Just not really public radio appropriate.
Probably not.
So, you know, we went with Pearl Jam.
All right.
Tell
us about your Pearl Jam concert while we find an actual Pearl Jam song.
Well, I have seen Pearl Jam 3 times, which is so funny because it's not my favorite band by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go with friends, and I actually saw them when they opened their 2009-2010 tour in Seattle. So I got to go see them in Seattle. And then their final show of that tour was in New York City. And that was the first and only time I went to New York once I got to spend.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was fun. I got to fly, see them at Madison Square Garden.
Nice. When was that?
That was 2010.
Okay. So you saw them twice in the same tour?
Twice in the same tour. They're opening and closing, which was awesome. I mean, Eddie Vedder is a phenomenal performer.
Yeah.
The whole band is really. And in that one, Band of Horses opened up for him.
Oh, that's sweet.
Which I was a little more excited about Band of Horses. but yeah, they're pretty good. We can play the Temple of the Dog, though.
You want to do that?
That's a great song, and maybe we can find another one.
Let's do that.
So I haven't seen Temple of the Dog, but here's their Hunger Strike while we find Pearl Jam's Hunger Strike. Or maybe it's the same.
I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence, but I can't feed on the powerless when my cup's already overfilled. Yeah, but it's on table of fires cooking, and the farming babies with slaves are working, the blood is on the table and the mouths are choking. I'm going hungry. I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of the
Eddie.
The Pearl.
Yes, the man himself. So yeah, that was indeed Pearl Jam. Eddie Vedder killing it. And then obviously a member of Temple of the Dog doing that duet. So Hunger Strike is typically a duet. It's a duet song, and that's the one we just heard. And I said before we listened to the song, Band of Horses opened up for Pearl Jam during the New York concert in Madison Square Garden. And then so for the duet at that concert, Ben Bridwell did the duet, which was awesome.
Yeah.
He did a really good job.
He has a
job.
Cool voice, really unique and stuff too.
Yeah. And then it was kind of cool because so I saw that concert and then a week later was Sasquatch Music Festival out at the Gorge in Washington. Yeah. Have you been there?
No, but you see pictures and stuff.
Your
it looks
good
beautiful.
Things? It's like the Coachella of Washington,
right,
I would say.
Yeah.
If it were to have an affiliation, I guess.
Same thing, same vibe.
Big details.
Yeah.
So they were at Sasquatch, and I got to go to Sasquatch. So I actually saw Band of Horses twice in 1 week, which is kind of cool. And same thing on opposite sides of the country.
That's crazy.
Which is interesting because I'm not actually that big of a music buff. I mean, I like music, but I'm not die hard, although
maybe you are.
I travel across the country.
Yeah, you travel across the country, see Pearl Jam, and see Band of Horses twice in 1 week.
I just, day in the life of an 18-year-old.
Rihanna's
I like how I just breathed into the microphone really hard. How your ears doing?
Clearly, you
a little out of practice.
Don't remember your out of practice.
Tilt the mic. Mm. So yeah, I've been experimenting a little bit with letterpress card making.
Yeah.
So I have this boat design. So I have a pack of 5 cards here.
Cool.
Let's do some Band of Horses because they were phenomenal.
All right.
Mm-hmm. is looking like a limb torn off. We're all together just taken apart. We're wheeling through an endless fall. We are the ever-living ghost town. What once was, but no one is ever gonna love you more than I do. No one's gonna love you more than I do. And anything to make you smile, it is a better side of you to admire. They should never take so long just to be over them and back to another one. And no one is ever gonna love you more than I.
That was good.
Band of Horses.
Yeah.
Even better live in the same week.
Even better twice in the same week. How about that?
Yep. Yeah, Sasquatch. Sasquatch is an experience.
Yeah, I want to hear about Sasquatch.
So it's in Eastern Washington. It's at the Gorge, and it's 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with some friends from college, and we ended up camping. And so it's this giant campground, which was awesome, and you don't get to choose your camping spot. And so it was kind of cool when we went and ended up setting up a camping spot. And then I look over and the people setting up right next to us were friends from high school.
Oh, sweet. From here?
Right. From Kodiak.
Oh, wow. That's
from
nuts.
Kodiak High School. Yeah, it was Britta Jones and Erica Horn.
Awesome.
They were at Sasquatch too and camped right next to us. It was total fluke because, I mean, there are thousands of people in that gorge.
Mm-hmm.
And we would not have found them otherwise.
Wow.
But yeah, there's like 5 different stages going on at any given time, and there's the main stage that it's right on the tip of the gorge.
Yeah.
And so you can look out and see the river and see it's just a beautiful, beautiful scenery.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime a concert's going on that stage, you're like partially looking at them and you're partially looking at the beautiful scenery. And then sometimes you're just laying in the grass with your eyes closed, enjoying it all. But it was also very hot. It was very hot. And wild. Saw my first streaker.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Good concert experience. gotta have a streaking concert experience.
Oh, yeah, you know. And they have lots of security for when you're getting in because you're not supposed to bring outside alcohol.
Right, but everyone smuggles it in.
Right, everyone smuggles it in, but no glass. That was the other thing is we were sitting up in one of the grassy hills at a concert, and this girl, a couple rows down from us, I mean, they're not really rows, it's just couple picnic blankets down from us, she busted out this glass beer bottle, and the security guard is like over on the side and, you know, starts yelling at her, and she just cracks the beer, gets up and starts running and chugging. And I was like, well, okay,
wow, that's committed.
That's committed. Yeah. That's like, you know, you smuggled that in, you're gonna drink that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the streaker that I saw, I'm keeping this public radio appropriate,
that's
right?
Fine.
This is great.
Yeah.
Pam's out there rolling her eyes. Mike's like, Gibbs. The streaker was actually at the Edward Sharp in the Magnetic Zeros.
Hippies.
Those hippies.
Makes sense.
And their bodies. But yeah, that was really cool. The Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros were supposed to start at a certain time, and I was really excited because that was when their song Home had just come out, and they were blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros is like 20 people that make up the band. Like, there's so many different sounds and people, or maybe they're groupies, I don't know. But it ended up taking an hour for them to set up on stage.
Holy cow.
And you, like, wanted to be close, so we arrived early. But then, you know, you're just standing in that crowd. And
yeah, it's tiring.
Holding your bathroom.
So close.
So close. So it wasn't, like, the best experience. But then, of course, when the music comes on, you're like, okay, this is well worth it.
Forget about it.
I see your face. Yeah. So close. So, yeah, I got to see Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, who are super fun. Their little clan that they bring up on stage.
Yeah.
And I thought we could listen to Home.
All right.
Sweeter than with you. And in the state you're right.
Jay.
Alexander.
Do you remember that day you fell out of my window?
I sure do. You came jumping out after me.
Well, you fell on the concrete and nearly broke your ass, and you were bleeding all over the place, and I rushed you out to the hospital. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Well, there's something I never told you about that night.
What did you tell me?
While you were sitting in the back seat smoking a cigarette you thought was going to be your last, I was falling deep.
Sharp.
Edward Sharp. Don't forget the magnetic zeros.
Oh, right. Right. Magnetic zeros, too.
I wonder what that means.
I couldn't tell you. Don't know.
It's a question for Siri later. So we were just talking, you've never heard of Josh Ritter.
No, I have not.
Josh Ritter is actually one of my favorites. And he's not super well known, which I don't understand why.
He had a bunch of live albums when I was looking him up, though.
Yeah.
Like a ton.
And he is so, I mean, I love his music, but his concerts are pretty straightforward. I mean, it's just a small band, him on a guitar. There's no lights, no fog machines, no acrobatic dancers or anything like that. You know, it's pretty straightforward music. But it's hands down one of the most entertaining concerts I've ever been to, just because of the sheer joy that he emits when he's on stage. Like, I've never seen someone so stoked to be doing what they're doing any given moment.
Yeah.
I mean, he just has this stupid smile on his face the whole time. And, like, you know, just people are cheering and he's, like, turning a little red and then smiling even more. And, yeah, it was just, I saw him in this small little theater in Spokane. And it was one of my favorite concerts just because I was so tickled by how happy he was.
Yeah.
And so this song coming up next is Good Man, which is one of my favorite songs of his.
Cause they're old, but we shake hands. But I believe that they're the good guys. We can use all the help we can. So many minor chords outside. I fell in love with the sound. Oh, I love to sing along with you. We got tunes we kicked around. We got a bucket that the tunes go through. Babe, we both had dry spells, hard times, bad lands. I'm a good man for ya. I'm a good man. Last night there was a horse in the road. Twisted in the hairpins. My hands held on, my mind let go. Back to you, my heart went still open. I found the inside of the road.
chances that we stole. Sometimes, if you want them, then you've got to. Babe, we both had bright spells, hard times, and bad lands. I'm a good man for ya. I'm a good man. Disappear. Said I got run down by a bad, bad man. You're not a good shot, but I'm worse. Oh, there's so much where we
need. That's Josh Ritter.
Yeah.
Good man. Whoa, see what I did there?
I get it. I get it.
So I feel like you're internally making fun of me for this next artist.
A little bit. Maybe a little.
So for those curious, it's Macklemore is my next pick, who I did see in concert back in the day.
Before he was popular.
I knew him back when. That's really hipster to say.
Yeah,
but
I'll reserve a little of my judgment.
Thank you. Yeah. I liked him before he was cool.
Right, yeah. That's right. A little more acceptable.
Thank you. Yeah, and he came to Bellingham, which was where I went to college. And I knew of his music, but I was like, oh, you know, that's okay. And then someone got me his album. I was like, oh, no, this is really good. And the guy sells out arenas
now, but he's huge.
Just played in this small little, the Mount Baker Theater in Bellingham. And it was just this small little stage. But he killed it. And it was so good and so entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So this is one of his older songs that's not quite as popular, and it's kind of a tribute to the Mariners and one of their favorite sports announcers.
My dad in the garage, the sawdust, that pine saw in the moss. Around every spring, when the winter thaw, we'd huddle around the radio, twist the broken knob. 7:10 a.m., no KJR. Dave Lee House, his voice would echo throughout the yard. Couldn't have been older than 10, but to me and my friends, the voice on the other end might as well have been God's. 1995, the division series, Eggers at the bat, bottom of the 11th inning. Got the whole town listening, swung on and belted. The words distorted, Joy Corps rounds third. Here comes Griffey, the throw to the plate, not in time. My oh my, the Mariners win it. Yes, fireworks, they lit up that ceiling in the King Dome. We had just made history. And woven, barely holding that stitch. Creases of time amongst the grime and the grit. Weathered leather, used to pound his fist. To some it's just a mitt, but see that glove was him. Yep, tell me stories on the field with that sun-stained rim. Blood under my chin, he taught me how to spit. Sunflower seeds back with me and my crew. Sunburnt arms, big league shoe. Yeah, we were like the sandlot after dinner. After practice we listened to the M's in the kitchen. And if mine wasn't tripping, come on dad. Please, I swear this one more inning. Voice would pump, pump through the system. Break out the rye bread. It's grand salami time, my oh my. Another victory, yes. My city, childhood, my life. Watching Griffey right under those lights.
Thank you. under that light rain. Demon in that night game. Can't stop now, keep moving, no break pads. Came here to prove a point, live my life on the field, make history in between the base path, and compete against the fear that is in me. That's my only barrier, and I swear that I'ma break that. From the mud, the cleats that we drug through defeat, this is that moment and you cannot take it back. And I don't really collect cards anymore, just a box and some old cardboard. Memories embedded in the dust, and the fibers that age just like us, living somewhere off in a drawer. This is what you make of it, yeah, we play to win. Live it like we're under the lights of the stadium. Fight until the day that God decides to wave us in. Right until he waves us in. It's my city, childhood, my life. That's right, under those lights. My city, childhood. That's right, me house, my old mama. Come on, my city, childhood, my life. That's right, under those lights. It's my city, childhood, my life, me house, my oh my, rest in peace.
Macklemore song about the Mariners. Great.
That's a meme waiting to happen. Little
no, that was good. It was good. I might go listen to some more Macklemore now.
I'm glad I inspired
you. Yeah, thank you.
Can't hold us, you know. Can't hold us, Macklemore.
No.
No, I tried. I really tried.
I think we have time for one more song.
One more.
Gonna go out on a slightly stupid.
We're gonna go on a slightly stupid note. I got to see these guys up in Anchorage, actually. Huh. Just a couple years ago, they were up there for the solstice. So at the Moose's Tooth, I got to actually meet the lead singer and got a guitar pick.
Oh, sweet.
No big deal. Yeah, so here's Slightly Stupid, Collie Man.
Some man live his life for profits alone. That very same man, he lives his life all alone. On any road to life, yes, it goes up and down. Doesn't really matter as long as the music goes on. But Mr. Calling Man, why don't you come round no more? Oh, Mr. Calling Man, don't you hear me trouble call? But Mr. Calling Man, if it didn't come to disturb, you best not be coming round here unless you've got me sincere. I never needed any reason for me to say, through all those troubled times, just me love you anyway. In the roughest path, you know, the rocky, rocky road. You know that life is-